Well, checking sports this morning, Iowa State's Big 12 title hopes were dealt a severe blow last night. 14th-ranked West Virginia used a late 9-0 run to rally past the 13th-ranked Cyclones 81-76 in Hilton Coliseum. It was a game the Cyclones led by 15 points in the opening half.
Obviously, this is a tough loss, frustrating loss. Played really well, and especially in the first half, foul trouble negated a lot of good things, and then figured out a way to get back, and then we didn't close the game well. We were up 5, I think, with about two and a half minutes to go, and didn't close well, you know, for whatever reason. And so, you know, we got to get better from this.
ISU coach Steve Prohm, West Virginia scored 48 points in the second half, and they out-rebounded the Cyclones 43-26.
There's a lot of things you can point to. We didn't get it done. You know, the first half, I thought we played really well in the first half. Foul trouble killed us. I mean, that's obvious to see. That killed us. I was glad to be up 4. I was hoping we could get to stay at 10, 11 where it was, but you know, we were up 4. And then the second half, it was just back and forth. But then we finally got command, and we weren't able to finish.
Iowa State lost despite hitting 11 of 22 shots from three-point range, and the Cyclones committed 17 turnovers.
I think they just sped us up the whole game, got us out of, you know, what we wanted to do, and you know, they caused it to a lot of turnovers that led to buckets on the other end. And you know, I don't care what kind of team you play at this level, once you turn the ball over and they go score down there, it's tough on everybody, and they just got us out of sync tonight, and you got to give those guys credit.
That's junior guard Monte Morris. George Niang scored 20 points. Abdul Nader added 19 for the Cyclones, who fall to 5-4 in the Big 12, 16-6 now overall on the season. Top-ranked Oklahoma didn't get a great performance by Buddy Hield on Tuesday, but it was more than enough for the Sooners to improve to 19-2. Hield scored 17 points on 7 of 13 from the field and 3 of 8 from three-point range as Oklahoma hammered TCU 95-72. Elsewhere in the top 25, the night's biggest upset occurred near Chicago as Mike Henry scored 27 points and snagged 11 rebounds to lead DePaul past 11th-ranked Providence 77-70. The number 20 Kentucky team coughed up a 21-point lead in an 84-77 loss on the road at Tennessee. Number 22 Indiana closed the first half on a 25-0 run, and they cruised to an 80-67 win at Michigan. Also last night, it was Georgia beating number 25 South Carolina 69-56. Hall of Fame coach Mike Krzyzewski was not with the Blue Devils for last night's 80-71 win at Georgia Tech. School officials issued a statement about an hour before tip-off saying Krzyzewski was feeling under the weather after the team meal Monday night and stayed in Durham, North Carolina. Doctors at the university's hospital checked him out and told him to stay home. Associate head coach Jeff Capel was in charge during Coach K's absence. Iowa senior forward Jared Utoff is featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It's part of a feature story by the magazine calling the Iowa Hawkeyes the surprise team in college basketball. The 5th-ranked Hawkeyes are 8-1 in the Big Ten and start the second half of the league race at home tonight against Penn State.
Well, you know, I think it's a reflection of what they've accomplished. You know, I think you always want that to be the case for your guys. When you see them working as hard as our guys work, you want to see them recognized properly So I think it's a terrific honor. Great respect for that publication, and we're happy to be on it.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says he's not concerned that it'll become a distraction.
Our guys are kind of used to the intensity of what it's like to play in the Big Ten. It's different. You get a lot of attention no matter what. It's great when it's for a positive reason like this. But all you really want to think about is, okay, how are we going to beat Penn State? All you really want to focus on right now.
McCaffrey says experience has helped this team do a good job of handling the success.
Most of the guys that you're talking to are upperclassmen. I've been really impressed with the young guys, too. I think they've handled it well. They've been real mature. You know, certain guys have gotten a little more publicity. You know, Nicholas and Ahmad, Dom, you know, Brady, all those guys have produced. So they have to be in a position to answer questions and talk about it. And I think they've had good perspective. I think they've been humble. And I think that's what you want.
Penn State is 2-7 in the Big Ten, and McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes need to be ready for their physical style of play. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio, 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock is tip time this evening. Cam Newton has grown tired of discussing the relevance of a black quarterback appearing in the Super Bowl. The Carolina Panthers signal caller was grilled on the topic during a news conference Tuesday and finally told a reporter that it's not an issue, it's an issue to you. Newton added that, "I think we shattered that a long time ago." This was the third time Newton had to deal with the subject since the Panthers made the Super Bowl. Instead of discussing race, he stressed the importance of being a role model and an inspiration to others. Newton isn't the first black quarterback to make it to the Super Bowl. Seattle's Russell Wilson appeared in the previous two title games. Doug Williams won it with the 1987 Redskins. And Steve McNair, Donovan McNabb, and Colin Kaepernick have all started Super Bowl games. Also, the NFL announced that Lady Gaga, whoever that is set to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. She won a Golden Globe for her role in a movie last month and is nominated for Best Original Song at next month's Academy Awards, as if those things are important. Oscar-winning actress Marley Matlin will perform in America Sign Language during the national anthem as well. A troublesome quarterback Johnny Manziel may be on his way out in Cleveland. The team issued a strong statement Tuesday condemning Manziel's actions and pointing to the club releasing him in March. Manziel's off-the-field issues have been a problem almost from the day the Cleveland Browns drafted the Heisman Trophy winner in the first round in 2014. Last weekend, he was involved in a disturbance with his ex-girlfriend in Dallas. It's being investigated by police and the NFL. The Browns can release Manziel as early as Monday, but salary cap implications point to the move happening March 9th when the league's new year will begin. Three-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart has been hospitalized Tuesday for a back injury with the Daytona 500 less than 3 weeks away. A spokesman for Stewart Haas Racing said the 44-year-old Stewart was injured Sunday during an accident while he was riding an all-terrain vehicle somewhere on the West Coast. SHR said the team was unaware of the extent of his injuries, but that he was able to move all of his extremities. Stewart is retiring at the end of this NASCAR season. He was due to report next week to Daytona International Speedway to begin preparing for the February 21st race. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.